So, if you can, we'll start this section with the understanding that the space is the necessary thing that's which, you know, the space is there first, always, right, before anything can appear to be in it. Yeah, hopefully that's clear. The space is independent of anything else, doesn't need anything else. But for things to appear in it, the space needs to be there first, right? So, if to get rid of this idea of two things, objects and space, which causes you to do the flip-flopping between the self and the ego, if the space is the first thing there, and there's only one, there's only space, there isn't my space and your space and his space, and there's just space, isn't there? With no division. Then, what can actually arise? Is it really true that something arises out of that space and suddenly there's two things? So you started with space, just space, formlessness, and then suddenly something appears to be there, an object. In the space, it looks like there's two things. Looks like there's an object and the space it's in. Right, you with me there? Can that be true? Can you go from one thing, just the space, to suddenly two things? Or in the case of this room, loads of objects. And, you know, from one to many, can that actually happen? If you've got one ingredient in your kitchen cupboard, how many different things are you going to be able to make out of that? Whether you bake it, boil it, fry it, slice it, dice it, it's still going to be the same ingredient, isn't it? That you started off with. So if something appears to arise out of the space, the formlessness, which we call a human body or any object at all, a cloud, a wave, a blade of grass, a cat, anything, can it logically even be other than the space? We're not debating here at all that it looks different. I'm not arguing with that at all. It looks completely opposite to the space. It looks to have size, shape, a dimension. But if there is only the space, in the first, you know, in the beginning, there was just the space, and then something seems to appear in that space. Can it have actually happened? Can it be different or other than? Can there suddenly be two things where there was only one?
Well, logically, you think not because you can't have two things, can you, in one space?
Yeah. So why does it look different then? If all this stuff here then is the space appearing as something different, appearing as objects, why does it look different? I'm struggling with knowing that what you say is true, but it feels so different. Right. For the sake of this, if you can see even logically that there cannot actually be two things, there must only be one. Even just logically. We'll start with that for now. Logically, hopefully everyone can agree that there can't actually be two things. If you've only got space to work with, that's your only building block for the entire universe or formlessness. And we'll confirm again that formlessness or space has to be there first before anything appears in it. That must be the ingredient that you start with, right? It has to be. If that was the first thing here, it has to be the only thing that you can build out of. Right? Can you all logically understand that? At least mentally. Yeah. So if you can sit with that thought for a while, it'll become clearer and clearer and clearer that there never, somehow it must be an optical illusion, all this stuff out here. There must only be one thing. So why is Why is it appearing as many? So it's appearing as many because, well, if you for a moment just stop, shut off your, just count to 10 right now and close your eyes and ears and see whether your experiences of one or many. If you're not thinking about it, you just... You're not doing it. Do it. So, if you don't use your senses and your mind to think about things temporarily, your experience is still only of one. Even though you're sitting in this body, in this room, right? Immediately your experience is just of one. You. Formlessness or space. Right? You need to interact with me so I know I'm not losing you. So you need to thumbs up or thumbs down or whatever. Don't let me lose you, otherwise the rest of this won't make sense. We've got to get everything at least logically in there before we can move on. That's the way we do it, right? So, why does it appear to be many? What if it isn't actually many? It just appears to be many because we're using our senses. So when we use our senses, they measure vibration. So the space itself isn't vibrating initially. And then when it begins to vibrate, you've got a still pond of water. If I stick my finger in it, suddenly it looks like it's moving and it's doing something. It ripples out, doesn't it? So that's what happens. The space is just the space, and then something begins to vibrate in it, and it looks different to our human senses. And if it's vibrating at a similar rate to my eyes, it will look solid. If it's vibrating at, I'll be able to see it with my eyes, God, that it's there. If it's vibrating at a similar rate to my hands, it'll feel solid, right? If it's vibrating much faster than my hand, it'll appear intangible, like the air. If it's somewhere in the middle, it'll appear like a liquid. You know, sort of semi, not quite solid, not quite gaseous. You with me? So your senses, your ears, your eyes, tongue, what are the other senses? I've just lost it. Taste.
Smell.
Yes, touch. For what, sorry?
If it's more tangible, is it...
Don't think of it as slow. Well, it's slower if it's more tangible, but think of it as closer to the frequency that your senses are picking up on. Because you can see there's infrared... Well, you can't see. There's infrared ultraviolet light that is too fast and too slow for your eyes to pick up. Mm-hmm. Right? You can hear... Well, we can't hear, but a dog can hear a dog whistle. We can't hear it.
Yeah.
So anything that appears to be solid and tangible is only so because it is vibrating somewhere around our sensory input range. And we pick up a particular frequency, a vibration, and our brain says dog. Or our brain says candle holder. Or our brain says tea. Or liquid, solid, gas. You know, we've learnt to put labels, haven't we, on all different unique vibrations. Mm. If my optic nerve sees a pattern... It looks like that, it says Ian. And, you know, as soon as it gets in my brain. But what I'm actually seeing is just vibration. And it's even upside down or something, isn't it? It's only the brain that puts it right way up. Anyway. And even to see Ian, I've got to block out all the rest of the vibration around and just focus on that particular. So what I'm trying to get at here, without getting too complicated, is if you don't use your senses, it's still just an experience of one. If you use your senses, it appears to be many, many different things. Complete infinite diversity, right, suddenly is possible with the human senses. This one's tall, short, fat, thin, ugly, pretty, rough, smooth, rich, poor, raining, dry, ad infinitum, right? subatomic particle right up to the universe, everything in between. Universe is come and gone and all the rest of it, and it will be. All of that is suddenly possible when a human being and a brain and senses start to function. Without those, there's just the experience of one. You notice that when you self-inquire, or when you temporarily disregard what your senses are telling you. Right, so you can learn to look, even though your senses are functioning, you can learn to look from a place of oneness all the time. You still have your eyes open, because obviously that table's going to still hurt my leg if I walk into it, even though it's just space. It's come out of space. So if you begin to wrap your head around, although there appears to be many, there is, it's just the one appearing as many different forms of vibration, but not actually different. How can I know that? Because if there is only the precursor of space in the beginning, nothing that arises out of space can be different than space. Just like a wave, we call it wave and it arises out of the ocean, but it's still just ocean. It's water, isn't it? This that I'm saying now about manifestation, it will need some repetition, but if we can hammer this out in 10 more minutes or so, we'll leave it for tonight. So if you can ask, keep asking the question, can anything actually have arisen out of that space? Can you take, if you had an infinite pot of space and you took some space out of it and made it into a shape, is it still anything different? You know, things can appear very different depending on how they vibrate. So we can have steam, we can have water, we can have ice. It's all H2O vibrating at different frequency. It's all water, isn't it? One appears as solid, liquid and gas, depending on how fast it's vibrating. But it's still hydrogen and oxygen. It's not actually any different. So if you can keep in mind that there is only one ingredient that all of this was made out of, then the word all begins to fade into insignificance. That all this appears to be different because it's vibrating different. But where the candle holder stops there in the atom, and then suddenly there's empty space, one of them is showing up as vibrating faster, and the next atom is vibrating really, really fast, too fast for my senses to see. When it's vibrating too high for my eyes to see, we call it invisible. When it's vibrating at a rate that I can see, we call it visible. Doesn't mean it's actually different. If it's vibrating too high for my ears to hear, I call it inaudible. But even that, you know, some animals still be able to hear it, wouldn't they, if they're tuned into a different, some computers. Even this voice recorder can pick up frequencies that our human ears can't hear. You know, if you play back, you'll hear noises that we're not aware of right now because we're not able to pick them up. Are you with me on that? So manifestation seems to have happened, but actually the root word of manifest is to make visible that which was invisible. Manifesto is a Latin word that it derives from, and it doesn't actually mean to make something happen, although that's the popular way. Make something show up, make it appear. If I make this thing manifest, it suddenly seems to be in front of me and it wasn't 2 minutes ago. What does that actually mean? It means I've just made it visible. I've changed its frequency. How can I do that? Because I am it. I've changed its frequency so that it looks visible now. And I go, oh, there's that thing that I wanted. It's now come into my life. But is it actually any different from that which it came out of? Is there any difference between intangible and formless and form? Only the way it appears to our human senses. Right? Without a human body even, we wouldn't even have to be able to distinguish between form and formless. Appearance or visible or invisible, would we? Tangible or intangible. It wouldn't even be an issue. What about thoughts and emotions? Yep. So, what I want to hopefully bring this together and hopefully to answer Gaynor's question as well. Maggie said, not sure if I'm jumping ahead, But what about thoughts and emotions? So anything that arises in the space has to be the space. That's the thing, to keep questioning until it's so bloody obvious. You have to keep questioning that. Including and especially your body, your thoughts, your emotions. They're condensed space. They're space that's slowed down so that we can... You can't see a thought, but you can perceive it, can't you? You can't see it with your eyes, but you can sense it's there temporarily. Right? Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
If you can really imbibe this, then you can see that your body is the space. Space moving around in space. Even to say that is bonkers, really, because the space isn't moving. If I've lost you and left you behind, do shout. You have to say. And so if our body is space, is my body really moving? This is Tansy Gaynor's question. Is anything really moving around in the space if it is all space? Or is it just an optical illusion? If I get in a car and put my foot down and travel on the motorway at 70 miles an hour, it really, really, really appears that I'm moving. And I might even feel G-force, acceleration. But those are all relative to where my body's vibrating. My body is just space. The more you come to contemplate this, the more it'll become stunningly obvious that if you've only got one ingredient in your kitchen cupboard, you can't make a universe out of that. Of diverse different things, can you? And the way we suffer as human beings is we think that form is different to formlessness. So we're trying to decide which is more real. At first everyone goes, well, of course the form is real. I'm this body, me, here, this body. Then we do some satsang and we go, the formlessness is more real, it's here first. And then we try to eliminate everything to do with the form. Can't get rid of our body. Well, we can, but we're not gonna. We don't need to. But we try to get rid of all our thoughts and emotions. We go, they're irrelevant, they're not the formlessness. But to really, really understand what it means to be the formless self or the awareness is to imbibe that it is also all the forms. It can't be other than. Right? If that hits home suddenly, there is no more difference, no more diversity. There's no world and self, you know, no world appearance. It's all just... They're, you could say they're waves on the ocean, or is it all just ocean? Are the waves really different than the ocean? Can the wave exist without the ocean? No. Can the body exist without the space, the formlessness that it arose out of? No. Can anything exist at all without the space? No. Then does it really exist on its own anyway? If I need something for my existence and I don't have that, without that thing I can't exist, then do I really actually exist? Am I real or not? Only that which is always here is eternal and real, isn't it? That which seems to be changing, moving is not real. And it's not eternal, is it? It appears to be. And while you have a human body, your senses are functioning, all this will seem to be a diverse universe full of all kinds of different beings and objects, and there's no end to the different ways that the vibrations can combine to form infinite appearances. You're a little confused. Go on, Maggie. While Maggie's typing that, I'll just ask her in a quick... It might seem like a get-out clause at the moment that nothing is really moving. But if you can ask, can it actually be moving if it is the space? Is the space moving?
We don't need to go anywhere.
Where would it go anyway where it isn't?
Yeah.
It's the space itself that's fine.
Yeah. If it's infinite, it's infinite. So right here, it seems to be visible and tangible, and the very next atom, it's invisible and intangible. But is it actually moving? On one level, from my senses, yeah, I'm moving. Look, I'm doing this. And you don't have to fight with that. It seems to be. So don't have to get rid of the seams. That's the whole point of having a body, so you can perceive all the different appearances. Are you with us, Mrs. B? No drifting. It's something to contemplate again, all right? All that will fall into place. It will start, the answer to that question will be stunningly obvious once you realise that if I start with only one ingredient, there cannot be anything other than that. And somehow you, the infinite self, pull off this trick of there's only you, and yet somehow you appear to be infinite beings, infinite forms, never the same form twice. And it's like, how do you do that? Trick of the light. Just like if you, you know those pictures that you look at, the 3D pictures? You look at it and it's one thing. And then if you look at it a particular way, something seems to jump out of the picture. And there suddenly seems to be something else there that wasn't there a minute ago. Mm. But have you seen those?
Magic Eye,
that's it, yeah, Ta. Okay. Let me just read what Maggie's put. It's the same question I asked in the group. If form is formless, I get that there isn't any work. At the same time, some of the appearances feel painful. I can't quite word the question I have. The appearances that feel painful are the ones that you are still thinking are different than the formlessness. To say that hopefully clearer. If I have reached a certain level of realisation where I realise none of this is actually here, it just appears to be, seems to be, and yet I still might fear losing a particular body, for example, then that is because I still think that is actually a body other than the self, you know, distinct and other than the self. If I want something or trying to get rid of something, I'm also still thinking it's a real, tangible thing. Right? Because if I want it, I think I can get it and bring it to me. Can I really do that if it's space? Can I drag it to me? Or can I just change its appearance, change its frequency? Okay, we're all doing alchemy, really, changing vibrations, lead into gold, rather than making things show up. Keep confirming what's been said tonight. If you come to see that there is only space or formlessness and that the form appears to be but it's not actually, then you will, if you keep on confirming that, that has, for me, it's about 150 times I had to run that thought chain through. That if I start off with one ingredient only, that no matter what it seems like is standing in front of me, it isn't actually there. To say,
hologram.
To say, yeah, 3D magic eye picture, that's all it is. Mm. Without the human senses, it's suddenly all not even one-dimensional or three-dimensional, because that concept goes out the window then. We will stop in 5 minutes because we've done quite a lot of work. In everything that I've said tonight, don't try and get rid of manifestation. It's always going to seem to be. Even the greatest sage that's ever walked this earth, you know, Jesus just didn't walk around with his eyes closed and say, I don't need to heal you because you don't exist. If you're denying the way that the manifestation is appearing to be, then you're denying the self. All this is the self, the one self appearing to be all these different forms. If you deny any one of them, and say, you don't matter or you matter more, you know, then you haven't quite grasped it. So you move around in a world, it seems to be moving around in a world of all these diverse different beings, but your experience is just you. That's your experience. That's why it's peaceful all the time and there's no flip-flopping to hopefully bring it right back to where we started. See, a sage will look at something that everyone else is convinced is there and is a real thing. And it is, in a way, it has condensed to look like a body. But does that body have any existence without the self? No, then it actually is the self, isn't it? Have you got something you wanted to say?
No.
Okay. I've gone over an awful lot there. Does anybody want to ask anything or say anything? It's enough that you've done the thought process and got to that point. If right now you're thinking, I feel completely lost, I'm really not going to remember any of this tomorrow. And when we were going through it, felt, yeah, but now it's no, then I've done the right job. All I've got to do is get you to think that thought process enough times that you build a neural pathway where it suddenly becomes obvious. Can't quite get in, struggling to apply. Yeah. Just all you got to do is listen to this audio again. If you listen to this audio 60 times, something will just pop into place. This is all that I've done that you guys haven't done yet. Sorry, go on.
I must admit, it's helped me doing this again.
Yeah. Is it clearer now than when we did the one-to-one?
Yeah.
So can you sense that how we learn as human beings is we just repeat, and then suddenly... All it is that we're still excluding form as different to being formless. So when I'm being the formless self that I know myself to be, somehow I'm pushing away form, going, that's not me. That's why I feel so... You know, when I'm not trying to push everything away, everything's peaceful, and then suddenly these thoughts start in my head and I push them away, and suddenly I've split myself into two categories again, wanted and not wanted.
Yeah.
Good. Anything else before we... If you listen to the recording again and make a note of what you don't fully get, it's not a flaw if you've still got doubts about stuff. That is how... That's your brain saying, run it through again for me, one more time. That's how it's happened for every sage. Doesn't mean there's something wrong. It just means it's not obvious yet, right? It's not obvious. Are you with me? All that any awakened being has done is gone through this again and again and again and again. And that's why there's a 700-page book that we're reading in class. If it took Vasishtha 700 pages to explain it, you give yourselves a break, right? Yeah. Okay, we'll stop it there then. If we're all done, yep. Yeah. Yep.